The international community is stepping in to fill the security vacuum in Somalia as Ethiopia wraps up its 2-year military involvement. In a meeting with reporters Friday, African Union Commission Chairman John Ping said Uganda and Burundi, the two troop contributors to the AU peacekeeping mission AMISOM, have each agreed to send another battalion to bolster the force. In addition, Nigeria has pledged to immediately send at least one and possibly three battalions. Those contributions could possibly double the size of the AMISOM force, which is currently around 3,500. Ping says he also spoke to the presidents of Ghana and Burkina Faso and received assurances from both that they would seriously consider making troop contributions. Ping was speaking to reporters hours before he was to fly to Cairo for high-level talks on an Egyptian contribution to Somalia's stability. He says another African Arab state, Algeria, has offered a significant logistical support package. Diplomats say these pledges represent a dramatic increase in interest since Ethiopia agreed to withdraw its troops from its Horn of Africa neighbor. Perhaps the biggest step forward has come from the United Nations. A month ago, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon reacted coolly to a request to help Somalia. The UN Security Council failed to respond amid sharp disagreements among its 5 permanent veto-wielding members. But AU Commission Chairman Ping says the mood is rapidly improving.
The Secretary General called me, Ban Ki-moon, he called me 3 days ago to confirm that he's going to present a proposal in the Security Council for UN, which has the primary responsibility of peacekeeping in the world. But you know that the implementation of that might take some time. That's why we are prolonging the presence of AMISOM in the field, strengthening it in terms of human contribution, financial contribution, and also logistic contribution.
Ping says a Somalia pledging conference will bring together donors in the next few weeks to raise $68 million to finance the rapid upgrading of AMISOM over the next 3 months. He said major donors such as the United States and the European Union have signaled a willingness to make significant cash contributions. AU Peace and Security Commissioner Ramtane Lamamra says a high-level team from UN headquarters in New York is due in Addis Ababa early next week. They will discuss with AU military planners the kinds of urgent logistical support needed to save Somalia from falling into the hands of Islamist extremists attempting to seize power as Ethiopia leaves. Even before that, there will be talks on bringing the Somali government's 10,000-strong military force under AMISOM command.
We will be receiving here in Addis Ababa the ministers of defense of Uganda, Burundi, and TFG, Somalia, so that we can discuss operational aspects of the strengthening of AMISOM, as well as the training and coordination between the Somali units, the 10,000 Somali units, which would be in a way put under operational command of AMISOM so that we can live up to our responsibilities.
An end-of-year message on the United Nations website quotes Secretary General Ban warning that the danger of anarchy in Somalia is, in his words, clear and present. The message says Mr. Ban is proposing measures that will set the stage for a possible UN peacekeeping mission, which is exactly what African Union officials are pushing for. Mr. Ban is due in the Ethiopian capital at the end of this month to address the African Union summit, where Somalia is expected to join Zimbabwe and Darfur at the top of the agenda. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.